Okay, so I was talking about those, the things I used to catch when I was a little boy. What are those things called?
Crawfish?
Yeah, those crawfish. And then we're talking about that type of food that you get from the ocean sometimes that you eat.
Well, that's your shrimp. Mm-hmm. That's your, what's that called, that other?
You said you liked them a lot.
I liked oysters.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like your lobster.
Oh, the lobster.
Lobster, I don't like it.
You know, like, I've had lobster and I just don't really care for it. I wouldn't go out and order it.
$2 gets plates of those things.
To me, that's like a rich man's dish, you know?
It is,
yeah, really, $10 for a lobster when you go out. Those insects that fly around the light at night, you know, like, what are those called?
Well, here it's more bugs than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like those that, you know, like you'll see them and they try to fly into the light almost. You know, like, you know, are them called any particular thing?
Yeah.
And like, you know, when you're traveling down the expressway and they hit on your window?
You have your lightning bug. Have you ever seen that one?
Yeah, the thing that flashes off the air.
Yeah.
What about those?
Have you ever heard them called maybe a moth?
Yes, we have. Yeah, we have those here.
Is that like a butterfly?
Smaller.
Oh, what is smaller?
The moth is smaller than a butterfly. See, the butterfly don't bother you at night.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, what color is the moth? Is it just old?
Kind of a grayish.
Gray color? Uh-huh. But then the butterfly is the colorful.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what about those that, you know, those things that get in your clothes?
That's moth.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. They eat up your clothes.
Sometimes, you know, my great-grandmother used to sprinkle, crystals of...
Yeah,
what is
see.
It?
In your clothes that you mm-hmm. packing away or something like that.
And you
know, moth crystals.
Moth crystals. And like that just gets rid of the moths supposed to?
Well, if it don't get rid of them, it keeps them out of your clothes.
Oh, I see. Does that get rid of other stuff like silverfish and stuff?
I don't believe it really does because I find some of them mm-hmm. once in a while. The fact is, we have just about every known insect in South Georgia.
Yeah.
You see.
So then those lightning bugs you were talking about, are those known as anything else besides a lightning bug?
I believe they do have another name.
Well, maybe like a firefly?
Yeah, but...
But the common name down here is lightning bug?
Lightning
bug. What about a June bug?
Well, now that's a big bug.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. It's not a lightning bug.
No, he's a big thing, and the most enjoyment you can get out of him is catching and tie a string to him. As a child, now you wouldn't do it as an adult. What? Just let him fly.
Really?
We have more fun than that with the June bug doing that. We always was glad when June come in and catch that June bug.
Yeah. Okay, what about this long, thin-pointed insect with a hard-looking beak and two pairs of shiny wings? And it hovers around damp places, and it eats its own weight in mosquitoes. You know, sometimes people say that there are signs of snakes are nearby. Do you know what those might be called? Long things. They look, they're about this long, and they have two wings, and they're light wings coming out, and you're fishing all the time, you see them, and they land on the end of your fishing pole.
I can't tell you what it is, though.
What are those things called?
Too.
Oh, they're called dragonflies?
No, that's really not... I think that's the real name of them, but I don't think that's what they're called here.
What do you call them, snake doctors?
No.
What about a snake feeder?
No.
A mosquito hawk?
Mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk.
That's right. That's what he is here.
Mm-hmm. And... Mm-hmm.